Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I love when people give back here on Naturally Savvy. We love to highlight people who are doing great things in the world. So we're so glad to have Howard B. Schiffer on the program. He is the founder of Vitamin Angels. He founded it in 1994, and he's here to tell us all about it. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
We're great. It's so great to have you on. All right, Howard, what is Vitamin Angels?
Vitamin Angels is a nonprofit that works to get vitamin supplements to at-risk populations, specifically pregnant women, new moms, and children under 5 years old, so they could have the life-saving and life-changing nutrients that will really give them a chance to live healthy and productive lives.
So, Howard, this is Andrea. I mean, tell me a little bit about what inspired, you know, Vitamin Angels to even start. I think it's such a great idea.
The inspiration really is the moms and the children that we're working with. I mean, we work all around the world, and we just see what an amazing difference just simple nutrients can make in these children and moms' lives. And the idea came about 20 years ago. I was in the vitamin industry and just getting bored and just wanted to do something else. And I thought, I know all these people. I have all these connections. I should be able to do something with it. But at the time, I didn't know how to connect vitamins with the villages. And then there was an earthquake in Southern California, and we got a call from a relief agency. I had a business, and they wanted vitamins for the migrant farm workers who were displaced from their homes, and specifically their young children, who they were really afraid were going to get sick. And I helped get some vitamins together, and they were thrilled. They were a medical relief group. And in the follow-up, I met with their program division. I said, do you need vitamins? And they said, you have no idea. They said, you have no idea how much vitamins are needed around the world and in poor communities, even in the United States. And I said, well, tell me what's possible. And they said, well, you know, if you can get us high-dose vitamin A, we could prevent children from going blind. And I had been in the vitamin business for 14 years, and I said, wait a second, I never heard vitamin A. They said, oh, yeah, vitamin A deficiency, childhood blindness affects about 500,000 children every year, and just two capsules will help stop a child from going blind. And I said, two capsules a day? I can't believe that. And they said, oh, no, it's just two capsules a year. And that's when I kind of really got the light bulb went off, and I said, wow, that's on a level of, you know, impact that I can never even imagine. It costs us 25 cents to reach a child for 1 year. So it was just a huge opportunity, and I decided to go for it.
You know, Howard, I'd love you to share a story with us. I mean, I think for those who are listening, you know, as I'm listening to you, I mean, I'm getting like the chills, right? Because I think it's such a cool thing that, and like you said, just two capsules a day, oh my gosh, I could be, saving people's lives here and really making a difference. Can you share a story with us that you have heard from the people that you've helped of how you've changed their lives?
Oh, we hear stories all the time. I mean, this June, I was in Kenya. And we go into these villages, and before we got there with vitamins, which was about 6 years ago, and even today when we open up a new village as we expand the program there, the women literally in 2014 are eating dirt during their pregnancies as their only source of nutrients. And they know it's not a good thing, and they know there's bacteria and germs, parasites, but their bodies are craving minerals, and it's their only source of minerals. When our vitamins come there, they stop eating dirt. And we go into these villages, and women will hold up these, they call a healthy baby in Kenya, a big baby. And they'll say, look at my big baby. Look at my big baby. And these women, one after the other, will get up and say, you know, before the vitamins came, you ask anybody here, I was always tired. I was always sleeping. I couldn't work in the shamba. That's the garden. You know, I had no energy for my husband. I couldn't do anything. Now look at me. And they'll, you know, stand up there and flex their arms and say, look, I'm strong now, and they couldn't breastfeed their babies. Can you imagine that? Their bodies could not produce enough milk to feed their children, and then they got the vitamins. Nothing else has changed. I mean, their diets are largely corn. Nothing else has changed, but they got the right nutrients. All of a sudden, their bodies are responding. Their bodies are like healthy bodies again. I mean, they're not, you know, it hasn't solved every problem. I don't want to give you that idea. But it solved a big problem, which is just chronic malnutrition, chronic undernutrition, and just severe vitamin deficiency problems.
Well, it's so huge that these women are able to breastfeed their children. I mean, that's spectacular.
I mean, this is life-changing. I mean, there's a doctor we know now, Dr. Keith West, who's working up in Bangladesh doing research. He's done studies with over 25,000 pregnant women, and they're starting to get them multiple vitamins now. Up until now, the World Health Organization has only recommended iron and folate. And iron and folate are important, but our position has been, and we only give out multiple vitamins for pregnant and breastfeeding women, that a multiple is much more comprehensive and it's going to have a bigger impact. Well, the research that's being done now, and again, tens of thousands of women, is showing that the women who are taking multiple vitamins, they're going to full term, so they're staying pregnant for the whole time. Their babies weigh more at birth. They there's a 10% reduction in infant mortality rates. The head circumference is bigger. The chest circumference is bigger. I mean, this is just with a multiple vitamin. So you start seeing these impacts. You start talking to the researchers and the doctors and the people in the field who work with these women day in and day out. I just got an email yesterday from these doctors who work in Belize down in Central America, and they said, you know, We've been helping these women. We've been going there with medical programs for years now, but we really feel that the best thing we've ever done is when we leave them with vitamins, because we know that that's going to have the biggest impact. And we hear that over and over and over again.
So, Howard, do you follow up? Like, I mean, I know we're talking about breastfeeding moms and moms who are pregnant, but do you follow up as well with vitamins for the children, like, you know, giving them vitamin D and giving them certain nutrients? Because, I mean, some of these countries are underdeveloped. So in order to help them grow strong and healthy, what type of support do you give their children once they're born?
Yeah, Vitamin Angel's focus is pregnant women, breastfeeding women. We recommend exclusive breastfeeding, which follows World Health guidelines, up until 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then we follow the children up until 5 years of age. It's not that they don't need help after 5 years, but under 5 years are when they're most vulnerable. And in fact, under two, they're even most vulnerable. So our regimen is we get the mom on prenatal as close to conception or even preconception as possible. She takes prenatals the entire pregnancy. She takes prenatals right after the pregnancy while she's breastfeeding. At 6 months, the baby gets the first dose of vitamin A. At 12 months, they get the second dose, and then they get the first dose of antiparasitics because most of the children have worms. And then if needed, they also get on children's multiple vitamins, and they continue that until they're 5 years old. So that's Vitamin Angel's essential program, is that we want to cover those children from conception, from zero, we say, until five. And what we've seen is that if you can track them and really stay with them, at least the first 1,000 days, which is from conception to 2 years old, you can change their trajectory for their entire life. Their entire
That's
life
incredible.
Can be different. And they've done follow-up studies where the children who get vitamins are healthier, they're sick less often, they do better in school, they actually earn more money over their lifetime. So you pack them, their families, the whole country actually gets helped.
I think it's amazing. And we heard about you guys from one of our favorite companies, which is NeoCell Health. And they were the ones that introduced us to you and said that we need to speak to you. So I think it's great that you're on our show today. And I'm very happy that you are. And for those of you who are listening, we're unfortunately out of time for today. But if you want to donate, or I guess you accept donations, right, Howard, from
absolutely,
people, if they want to go to their website?
Go to our website, vitaminangels.org, and you'll see all the wonderful companies that support us and ways that you could do a fundraiser yourself. So there's lots of ways to get involved.
Awesome. And then you can also follow them on Twitter at Vitamin Angels. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Howard.
Thank you so much.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.